The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 5, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 6th, 2013, in Santiago, Chile.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Karoti Karmani Krita Avatara Yani Atma Tantra Bhagavan Tri Adisha Yata Sasarja Agre Idam Nariha Sangstapya Vritim Jagata Vidate Karoti Karmani Kritvataro Yan Yatmatandro Bhagavangstradisha Yatasa Sarjagra Idang Nariha Sangstapya Vritting Jagato Vidate Karoti Karmani Kritavataro Yan Yatmatantro Bhagavangstradishah Yatasa Sarjagra Idang Nariha Sangstapya Vritting Jagato Vidate Karoti does them.
Does them. Las hace.
Karmani. Transcendental activities.
Transcendental activities.
Actividades trascendentales.
Krita. By accepting.
By accepting.
Aceptando.
Avatar. Incarnations.
Encarnaciones.
Yani.
Yani.
All those.
All those.
Todas esas.
Atmatantra.
Atmatantra.
Self-independent.
Self-independent. Independiente en sí mismo.
Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead.
La personalidad de Dios.
Tri Adisha, the Lord of the three worlds.
El Señor de los tres mundos.
Yata, as much as.
Tanto como.
Sasarja. Created.
Creo.
Agre. At first.
En el principio.
Idam. This cosmic manifestation.
Esta manifestación cósmica.
Niriha. Although desireless.
Aunque no tiene deseos.
Stantapya by establishing
estableciendo
Vritim means of livelihood
medio de sustento
Jagata of the universes
de los universos
Vidate, as he regulates.
Mientras él regula.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O great sage, kindly narrate how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the independent, desireless Lord of the three worlds and the controller of all energies, accepts incarnations and creates the causing manifestation with perfectly arranged regulative principles for its maintenance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, from whom the three creative incarnations, namely the Purusha avatars, Karanarnavashai Vishnu, Garbhadakashai Vishnu, and Chiradakashai Vishnu, expand. The whole material creation is conducted by the three Purushas in successive stages under the external energy of the Lord, and thus material nature is controlled by him. Thinking material nature to be independent is like seeking milk from the nipple-like bags on the neck of a goat. The Lord is independent and desireless. He does not create the material world for his own satisfaction, as we create our household affairs to fulfill our material desires. Actually, the material world is created for the illusory enjoyment of the conditioned souls, who have been against the transcendental service of the Lord since time immemorial. But the material universes are full in themselves. There is no scarcity for maintenance in the material world. Because of their poor fund of knowledge, the materialists are disturbed when there is an apparent increase of population on the earth. Whenever there is a living being on the earth, however, his subsistence is immediately arranged by the Lord. The other species of living entities who far outnumber human society are never disturbed by maintenance, nor are they ever seen dying of starvation. It is only human society that is disturbed about the food situation, and to cover up the real fact of administrative mismanagement, takes shelter in the plea that there is population, in the population is excessively increasing. If there is any scarcity in the world, it is the scarcity of God consciousness. Otherwise, by the grace of the Lord, there is no scarcity of anything. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine. So Krishna is not made this material world for his sense enjoyment.
Así que Krishna no ha hecho este mundo material para su satisfacción sensorial.
Krishna is Atmaram.
Krishna is Atmarama.
He is completely satisfied in himself.
Él está completamente satisfecho en sí mismo.
It is simply to facilitate our foolishness that Krishna has made this world.
Es simplemente para facilitar nuestras tonterías que él ha producido este mundo.
So, he has actually made this world very nicely. Even though it's not our original place, he's given us a nice facility here.
Así que ha hecho este lugar bastante agradable, aun cuando no es nuestro verdadero lugar, hay muchas facilidades aquí.
Srila Prabhupada points out very nicely here.
Srila Prabhupada describe muy bien aquí.
This whole issue about overpopulation, you see.
Todo este tema de la sobrepoblación.
They say the world is overpopulated.
Dicen hoy de que el mundo está sobrepoblado.
But actually, this is simply the mismanagement of the politicians. That's all.
Pero en realidad es el mal manejo de los políticos. Eso es todo.
There's enough food for everyone.
Hay suficiente comida para todos.
But due to greed, exploitation and greed, their people are starving, you see.
Pero debido a la avaricia y a la explotación, la gente se está muriendo de hambre.
For example.
Por ejemplo.
Instead of feeding the grains to the human beings,
en vez de darle los alimentos,
they feed the grains to the cattle and they eat the cattle.
Ellos dan estos granos al ganado y alimentan al ganado.
If they would feed those grains directly to human beings,
si ellos dieran estos granos directamente a los seres humanos,
they could feed 10 times as many people as they can by feeding them the meat.
Ellos podrían alimentar 10 veces a más personas que las que logran alimentando el ganado.
The cows and bulls don't need to eat all the grains.
Las vacas y los toros no necesitan comer todo ese grano.
They can eat grass and be completely happy.
Ellos pueden comer pasto y ser felices.
You see the foolishness?
¿Ustedes ven entonces
la? We cannot eat grass.
Nosotros no podemos comer pasto.
The cows and bulls, they can eat grass.
Los vacas y los toros, ellos pueden comer
pasto. But to make them big and fat so they can for their steaks and their hamburgers.
Pero para hacerlos gordos y grasosos,
they feed them huge quantity of grains.
Los alimentan con granos en grandes cantidades.
So it's completely mismanagement.
Entonces es un mal manejo tremendo.
They don't need to feed the grains to the cattle.
Ellos no necesitan alimentar al ganado con granos.
Feed the grains to the human beings.
Alimenten con granos a los seres humanos.
And let the cows and bulls eat the grass.
Y dejen a las vacas y toros a alimentarse de pasto.
Immediately, all the hunger problems of this world will be solved.
Inmediatamente todos los problemas del hambre hoy en el mundo se solucionarían.
I remember when I was a boy.
Yo recuerdo cuando era un niño.
My grandfather, he had a big farm.
Mi abuelo tenía una gran finca.
He had so much corn. Farther than the eye could see, he had corn going on for acres and acres of corn. All you could see in all directions was corn.
Como que yo no podía ver. Habían maíz y campos y campos de maíz.
I remember I used to ride in the harvesting machine. We would sit in the machine, the ears of corn flying through the air, hundreds and thousands of ears of corn flying through the air.
Solía pasear con la cosechadora por las líneas y habían cientos y cientos de maíz.
So what do they do with this corn?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que hacen ellos con este maíz?
They feed it to human beings.
Lo ocupan para alimentar a los seres humanos.
They put it in one silo and let it become very hard so they can turn it into cattle feed.
Entonces, en realidad, ellos lo ponen y lo secan y de esa manera pueden alimentar al ganado.
So this is I can see the in my own childhood I can see the foolishness.
In my own así que en mi propia niñez yo podía ver qué tontería era, ¿no?
Instead of feeding the people, they want to artificially fatten up the cows. That's so.
En vez de alimentar a las personas, ellos quieren alimentar artificialmente al ganado.
So God has made perfect arrangement. Krishna has made perfect arrangement.
Entonces Dios ha hecho arreglos perfectos. Krishna ha hecho arreglos perfectos.
Nitya nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yo vedadati kaman. The one supreme eternal. There's one supreme eternal being, and there's amongst the plural eternals one supreme conscious being amongst the plural conscious beings.
Entonces hay una entidad viviente suprema y hay muchas entidades vivientes y la entidad viviente suprema es consciente de todas las demás entidades vivientes.
The difference is that one supreme eternal, he is feeding the plural eternals.
Entonces que el supremo eterno está alimentando a los que no son supremos eternos.
God has no difficulty providing food for everyone.
Entonces, pero Dios está dándole alimentos a todos para todos.
Even the huge elephants are being fed every day.
Incluso los tremendos elefantes son alimentados todos los días.
And we think, well, I have to work for this company, otherwise I will starve, you see.
Y nosotros pensamos, oh, yo tengo que trabajar para esta compañía, si no me voy a morir de hambre.
That is called Shudra mentality.
Es una mentalidad Shudra.
It's like the ass.
Tal como el asno.
He's employed by the washerman in carrying the laundry between the village and the river every day.
Is employed by what?
The washerman engages the other donkey
to do what?
To carry the laundry between the village and the river every day.
Entonces son alquilados por los que lavan para llevar la ropa desde el río a otro lugar.
Have you seen in India how they load the little donkeys with a huge burden on the back?
¿Han visto a los burros en India cómo son cargados con tremendas cargas?
Little tiny donkey, but huge, huge burden of, they put on his back.
Sí, son pequeños burros, pero son cargados con tremendas cargas en su espalda.
So the little donkey, he goes back and forth every day carrying this huge burden of laundry.
Entonces estos pequeños burros son cargados para cargar todo el día tremendas cargas.
He's thinking, if I don't carry this burden on my back, then I will surely starve to death. My master will not feed me.
Que y él piensa de que si es que no hago este viaje, mi maestro no me va a alimentar.
But between the river and the village, there's so much grass growing on both sides of the road.
Pero en el camino que el burro hace, hay tanto pasto a los dos lados del camino.
He doesn't think, oh, the grass is growing. Why am I carrying such a big burden? You see?
Él no piensa, oh, mira, el pasto está creciendo, ¿por qué estoy entonces cargando toda esta gran carga?
So this is the modern day mentality, Shudra mentality, you see?
Así que esta es la mentalidad moderna Shudra de hoy.
They work very hard in the college and university to get their degrees.
Ellos trabajan muy duro en los colegios y universidades para obtener sus grados.
And then when they graduate, they go just like a dog from door to door begging for, you please accept me as your dog.
Y luego cuando están graduados, ellos van puerta a puerta mendigando.
They hold their diploma between their teeth and they go begging door to door, please accept me as your qualified dog.
Ellos sostienen su diploma entre sus dientes y van puerta a puerta diciéndoles, por favor, acéptame como...
The employer says, we're not hiring today, we don't need you. We don't need you.
Los empleadores en realidad no te necesitan.
So he goes from door to door begging for a master.
Así que tú vas puerta a puerta buscando por un maestro, por un amo.
And Prabhupada said, and the tail is like this, between the legs.
Y que Prabhupada explica de que la cola va hacia abajo.
When a dog is very jolly, his tail is like this wagging, you see.
Cuando un perro está muy feliz, su cola está hacia arriba.
When he's feeling humiliated, his tail is down between his legs, you
Pero
see.
Cuando se siente humillado, su cola se vuelve hacia abajo.
So Prabhupada said the dog, the tail is like this when he goes from door to door begging, you please accept me as your dog.
Que Prabhupada explica que el perro, la cola del perro está en sus piernas cuando él va de puerta en puerta pidiendo que lo acepten como un perro.
We have created such a civilization, a Shudra civilization.
Entonces hemos creado esta civilización, una civilización Shudra.
Because there is no Krishna consciousness.
Porque no hay conciencia de Krishna.
They think the grocery store provides the food.
Ellos piensan de que el supermercado les provee comida.
That if you have no money, you cannot eat.
De que si no tienes dinero, no puedes comer.
They think you can eat money.
Ellos piensan que tú puedes comer.
You ever made a salad out of money?
¿Alguna vez has hecho una ensalada de dinero?
A money salad, it's not edible.
Una ensalada de dinero, no es comestible.
You see, man does not the food is not made by man, it's not made in the factory.
Ustedes pueden ver, la comida no está hecha por el hombre, no está hecha en la fábrica.
Food is given by God, it's God's gift to man.
La comida es hecha por Dios, es el regalo de Dios.
Because we don't offer it to Krishna, therefore we are feeling difficulty.
Porque no estamos ofreciéndola a Krishna, es que estamos enfrentando dificultades.
But if we can simply offer our food to Krishna, there'll be no starvation anywhere in the world.
Pero si pudiéramos simplemente ofrecer nuestra comida a Krishna, no
habría. If the human society takes a Krishna Prasad diet, immediately everybody become very happy and jolly.
Entonces, si es que la sociedad humana pudiera tomar Krishna Prasad, inmediatamente se volverían dichosos.
In Vedic culture, even the animals are well fed.
En la cultura védica incluso los animales eran bien alimentados.
If you go to India today, have you seen any animal that looks well fed?
Si ustedes van a la India hoy día, ¿pueden ver a algún animal que esté bien alimentado?
Every cow is very skinny.
Todas las vacas son muy, muy delgadas, muy flacas.
You can see the ribs sticking to the skin. They're very, very skinny cows,
you
see.
Costillas entre, así en su piel.
In Vedic culture, every human being is well fed. Every cow is nice and plump.
Pero en la cultura védica, todos los animales son bien alimentados, son muy anchos y robustos.
We have created such a demoniac society.
Hemos creado tal sociedad demoníaca.
Because we don't put Krishna in the center.
Porque no ponemos a Krishna en el centro.
So, if you want to be happy,
entonces, tú quieres ser feliz,
you must put Krishna in the center of your life.
Debes poner a Krishna en el centro de tu vida.
Don't put your senses first and Krishna next.
No pongas tus sentidos primero y a Krishna después.
Krishna has to come first.
Krishna tiene que estar primero.
And then your senses can come second.
Y luego tus sentidos pueden venir después, digamos.
Always put Krishna first.
Siempre pon a Krishna primero.
And then you're going to be happy in all situations.
Y luego tú serás feliz en todas las situaciones.
If you put your senses first, sometimes you will feel happy.
Porque, bueno, si tú pones los sentidos primero, algunas veces vas a estar feliz.
But that happiness will go away very quickly.
Pero esa felicidad se va a ir muy rápido.
It'll be followed by much, much anxiety.
Y va a estar seguida por mucha más ansiedad.
So, don't serve your senses.
Así que no sirvan a sus sentidos.
The senses are cruel masters.
Los sentidos son maestros crueles.
Serve the master of the senses, Rishikesh.
Sirva al amo de los sentidos, Rishikesh.
If you will serve the master of your senses, Rishikesha, then you'll become a liberated soul.
Si usted sirve al amo de los sentidos, Rishikesha, usted se volverá un alma liberada.
Become free of all anxiety.
Y se volverá libre de todas las ansiedades.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Así que me gustaría preguntar si es que hay alguna pregunta.
Thank you. Yes.
Respecto a los alimentos, ¿qué opina la conciencia de Krishna acerca de la manipulación genética o lo llamado transgénico?
Uh-huh.
Y la segunda pregunta que va unida, ¿es preferible ofrecer un alimento no manipulado genéticamente? Por ejemplo, muchos tomates contienen genes animales para que resistan al frío. Entonces, ¿es preferible ofrecer un alimento orgánico a Krishna o dar lo mismo a Krishna Prachada?
Well, the first question is, what is the approach that Krishna consciousness have toward the genetically modified food?
Simply nonsense.
Simple tontería. Transgénico. And the second question is, what about, because many food are now modified genetically, so should we prefer organic food to offer?
Better we have our own farms and produce natural foods.
Sí, mejor tener nuestras propias granjas y producir nuestros propios alimentos.
It's like they made this BST milk now with growth hormones in the milk.
With what?
Growth hormones in the milk.
Sí, de que ellos están produciendo esta leche ahora como más gruesa con hormonas.
They're doing all these things to you see, our lifespan is being spoiled by all the how there's the food is so artificial nowadays.
Entonces sí, están estropeando nuestra duración de la vida porque la comida está tan artificial.
They use artificial chemical fertilizers based on nitrogen to make the food grow big, grow fast and big, but it's actually not very healthy to eat such food.
Están haciendo muchos fertilizantes en base a nitrógeno que para que crezcan más los vegetales, pero no son muy saludables para nosotros.
For example, how many people have crooked teeth nowadays?
Crooked?
Their teeth are not straight.
¿Cuántas personas hoy en día tienen los dientes chuecos?
So many people, their teeth are all crooked, they're not straight. Uh-huh. You see? Mm-hmm. This is due to poor nutrition.
Simply due to poor nutrition. Una nutrición pobre.
So many ways we're becoming due to poor nutrition, we're gradually becoming smaller and smaller and smarter. Eventually, by the end of Kali Yuga, we'll be like pygmies.
Pygmies
in the jungle, African jungle, those little tiny men.
I see.
Because of poor nutrition, we're becoming reduced to like pygmies. Our lifespan is becoming shorter. Simply due to poor nutrition.
No estamos volviendo como pigmeos, así. Nos estamos encogiendo, ¿no?
Things like cancer, you see. This is due to poor nutrition.
El cáncer también. Todo esto debido a la nutrición insuficiente.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Cuando la entidad viviente quiere disfrutar del mundo material, inmediatamente Krishna le brinda el mundo material. Y la pregunta es si la persona quiere disfrutar el mundo, digamos, espiritual con Krishna, y si eso también ocurre en forma inmediata.
Ah, that as in one hand, when the living entity decides to enjoy, the material world is created. The material world. So it happens the same that when the living entity decides the spiritual world, it creates in some way, like when the living entity.
Both of them live. Both worlds are existing eternally.
Bueno, en realidad están existiendo los dos mundos eternamente, ¿no?
And you have your choice.
Usted tiene su elección.
Which world you want to be in?
¿En cuál usted quiere estar?
¿Comprende?
Sí. Cuando la persona quiere el mundo material, inmediatamente Krishna arregla el disfrute para él.
That when the living entity desire to enjoy, Krishna immediately arranged the enjoyment for him.
Yes, for that the mature world is already there, but he makes the special facility for that particular living entity in the mature world.
Sí, sí, que el mundo material ya está ahí, pero claro, hace un arreglo específico Krishna para esa entidad viviente.
It's like the prison is already existing.
Tal como la prisión ya existe, ¿no? Está existiendo.
But when you become a criminal, they arrange a specific cell just for you.
Pero cuando usted se vuelve un criminal, ellos arreglan una celda.
They give you a number in the prison. Your number is 5,328.
Y te dan un número, 328.
You're given your own cell, you're given your own uniform, everything.
Te dan tu propia celda, te dan tu propio uniforme, te dan todo.
Sí. Prison is already there, but specific arrangements are made for that living entity in the material world.
Que la prisión ya está ahí, pero el arreglo específico se le hace a la entidad viviente del mundo material. No sé si quiere.
It looks like it's harder to get the spiritual world than the material world. When you are in the spiritual world, you just wanted to enjoy the material world. Immediately, Krishna.
What's he saying?
Parece que. He's saying that. No, I didn't get.
Como cuando la.
He says it's easy to get into the material world than to go into the spiritual world. And then what else you said?
English.
When a living entity wanted to enjoy the material world, Krishna immediately gives facilities to him.
That's right.
But on the other hand, on opposite way, it looks like it's more difficult to get a spiritual world.
Easy to fall and so hard to climb?
Yes.
There was a song like that. It's easy to fall and so hard to climb. Pretty soon I'll be falling all the time. But now, if you want to go, Krishna, if you want to go back to Godhead, Krishna immediately give you all facility to go back to Godhead.
Y no, que si que tú quieres, si tú quieres tener tal, como inmediata facilidad para el mundo espiritual.
He'll give you prasadam.
Krishna lo arreglará.
He'll give you the holy name.
Te da prasadam, te da santo nombre.
He'll give you a spiritual master.
Te da tu maestro espiritual.
He'll give you a devotee association.
Te da la asociación de los devotos.
Immediately, Krishna will give you all facility if you want to go back to Godhead.
Inmediatamente, si. Bueno, te va a dar toda la facilidad si tú quieres volver de vuelta a casa.
Eso. Next question.
¿Cómo puedo entregarme al amo de los sentidos? ¿Cómo se puede entregar uno al amo de los sentidos?
How can one give oneself to the Lord of the senses? How can one give oneself to the Lord of the senses, Hrishikesh?
How do you become...
No. How can one give oneself to the Lord of the senses, surrender?
How do you surrender to Krishna?
Yeah.
It's not difficult. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Take prasad.
Tome prasad.
What is the difficulty?
¿Cuál es la dificultad?
Bhakti begins with the tongue, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami says. Jivado begins with your tongue.
Bhakti comienza con la lengua, dice Rupa Goswami.
If you will not speak any nonsense and you will not eat any nonsense,
no hable tonterías, ni coma tonterías.
Then you can become the pure devotee of Krishna.
Y de esa forma usted se vuelve un devoto puro de Krishna.
Don't speak nonsense.
No hable tonterías.
Just speak the glories of Krishna.
Simplemente hable la gloria de Krishna.
And don't eat any nonsense. Only eat prasad. And this way, quickly, you'll become Paramahamsa.
Y de esta forma usted rápido se va a volver un Paramahamsa.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Disculpe, pero usted es un predicador, predica por todo el mundo.
Okay. ¿Y?
Es un predicador mundial, a nivel mundial, o sea, recorre todo el mundo.
Okay. You are preaching worldwide.
Y no sé si sería mucho pedir, o sea, que me escuchar sobre la gloria del movimiento Sankirtan de Señor Krishna, que está haciendo de Sila Prabhupada.
So in that way, like, if you can kindly describe the glories of the Sankirtan movement and all over the world. Led by Srila Prabhupada, this movement led by Srila Prabhupada.
Bliss.
Bienaventuranza,
mucho bliss.
mucho felicidad, dicha.
It's pretty ecstatic, you know. It really is.
Sí, bastante estático, en realidad.
I mean, it's sometimes it's so ecstatic you just think you realize this could not be in the material world.
Sí, que a veces no. Lo ve y es tan estático que uno dice, oh, yo no puedo estar en este mundo
there
material.
There cannot be so much bliss here in this material world.
No puede haber tanta dicha en este mundo material.
So actually, this Krishna consciousness movement is not in the material world.
Así que este movimiento para la Sankirtan no está en este mundo material.
Anybody who enters into this movement, they are living in the spiritual world.
Cualquier persona que entre a este movimiento está viviendo en el mundo espiritual.
So that's my experience. It's living in a whole different dimension of consciousness.
Y esta es mi experiencia, es vivir en otra dimensión.
We get out there and we travel, you know, through the airports and the airplanes, and we go sometimes on a ship, sometimes by automobile. We train, we travel here, we travel there, but it's
es impresionante como en mis viajes, a veces en el avión, a veces en algún barco, a veces en el bus.
As soon as you're away from the devotees, it's like being out in the desert.
Tan pronto como estás afuera o lejos de los devotos, es como estar en el desierto.
As soon as you get back to the devotees, you're back in the oasis.
Y tan pronto como estás con los devotos, tú estás de vuelta en el oasis.
These ISKCON centers, the material world is a huge, vast desert.
El mundo material es un muy gran desierto.
And the only place you can be safe from this desert is in the ISKCON centers, you see.
Okay. Y entonces el único lugar donde puedes estar libre de estos desiertos es en los centros.
So we have come to this oasis in the Chilean desert.
Así que hemos venido a este oasis en el
ISKCON,
Chile.
ISKCON Santiago. Sí. Ki jai. Okay, next question.
Una pregunta que es que todo lo que Guru Maharaj las describes es como que suena muy fácil, muy atractivo. Pero ¿por qué en la vida diaria de un devoto es tan difícil cumplir las cosas que él cuenta? ¿No?
She feels that when we hear you speaking, it sounds very easy.
It is easy.
But in our, like...
O en todo caso, ¿por qué la mente no se termina de rendir al proceso?
Why is that the mind doesn't surrender finally to this process?
The mind is a rascal.
La mente es un sinvergüenza.
Your mind has been dragging you through 8,400,000 species again and again and again since time immemorial.
La mente te está arrastrando entre las 8,400,000 especies desde.
So it's time to break up. You've been having a love affair with your mind for millions of births, you see.
Entonces es tiempo de romper.
Now it's time to give up that love affair with your mind.
Es tiempo de cortar esa relación, ese romance con tu mente.
And have only one love, and that is Krishna.
Y tener solamente un amor, y ese sea Krishna.
As soon as you tell your mind, our affair is over now, now all my love goes to Krishna, then all your anxieties will go away. It becomes very easy then.
Tan pronto como le dices a tu mente, nuestro romance ha terminado, todo mi amor está con Krishna, se vuelve fácil.
Give your love to Krishna.
Dale tu amor a Krishna.
And then you will feel transcendental bliss 24 hours a day.
Y luego sentirás felicidad trascendental 24 horas.
Yeah.
And the pointer. So that now when Guru and the devotees are there, we are thinking about Krishna. And when they go away, we think about our sense enjoyment. That's why we cannot remain Krishna conscious.
Ya, Mataji está aportando de que la pregunta es como que cuando está el maestro espiritual, uno siente que todo es como el mundo espiritual, pero cuando se va, nosotros como que nos inclinamos por el disfrute sensorial.
So in the presence of Guru, we feel very Krishna conscious. When Guru goes away, we become once again absorbed in sense enjoyment. Then one must never be separated from Guru. That's the simple solution.
Bueno, si es que eso es así, entonces la solución simple es que uno nunca se aleje del Guru.
One has to constantly live in the association of one's spiritual master.
Uno tiene que vivir constantemente en la asociación del maestro espiritual.
So how do you do that?
Entonces, ¿cómo hace usted eso?
The spiritual master has two presences.
El maestro espiritual tiene dos presencias.
His Vani and his Vapu.
El Vani y el Vapu.
His vibrational presence, or Vani, is more important than his physical presence, Vapu.
Su presencia Vani, su presencia vibratoria, es más fuerte, más importante que su presencia física.
So one has to learn how to always feel the presence of one's spiritual master.
Luego uno tiene que aprender a sentir siempre la presencia del maestro espiritual.
By taking his orders into one's heart as one's very life and soul.
Por tomar sus órdenes como la vida misma y su alma.
If you do that, if you will take the orders of your spiritual masters, your life and soul,
si tú haces esto, si tú tomas las instrucciones del maestro espiritual,
you will always feel how he is present with you,
tú sentirás siempre cómo él está presente contigo,
how he is seeing you,
cómo él te está viendo,
how he is blessing you,
cómo te está bendiciendo,
and how he is guiding you,
y cómo te está guiando.
And you'll never be in anxiety.
Y así no estarás en ansiedad.
So you just have to, the key is, whatever instructions you receive from Guru, you have to embrace those instructions as your very life and soul, without any personal considerations.
Así que la clave es que cualquier instrucción que el Guru te da, tú la tomes y la ejecutes con tu vida y alma.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
¿Cuál es la finalidad última del proceso de conciencia de Krishna?
What is the final end? Oh, yes. What is the like the end of the Krishna consciousness? What is the purpose? What is the ultimate end?
The ultimate conclusion or purpose of Krishna consciousness is Krishna consciousness.
El último final, digamos, de o destino de la conciencia de Krishna es conciencia de Krishna.
The pathway is to be Krishna conscious, and at the end you'll be Krishna conscious.
Ah, el camino es el de conciencia de Krishna, y el al lugar que llegas es al de conciencia de Krishna.
You become fully absorbed in loving Krishna with your every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances.
Usted estará completamente en amor, sorry.
Sí, con Krishna.
Sí, con Krishna, en todo tiempo, lugar y circunstancia.
You'll always be thinking how to please Krishna.
Entonces usted estará pensando siempre cómo satisfacer a
Krishna. How wonderful is Krishna.
Cuán maravilloso es Krishna.
How much he is beautiful.
Cuán hermoso él es.
How much he is powerful.
Cuán poderoso es él.
How much he is renounced.
Cuán hermoso, renunciado es
How
él.
Much he is rico.
Cuán rico es él.
How much he is, what is this, famoso.
Sí.
Famoso, yes.
Cuán famoso es él.
You will see how wonderful is Krishna.
Usted verá cuán maravilloso.
You'll be in a constant state of awe. How amazing is Krishna.
Usted va a estar en un constante estado de wow, cuán maravilloso.
You only want to talk about Krishna 24 hours.
Usted va solamente a hablar de Krishna 24 horas.
You only want to hear about Krishna 24 hours.
Usted solo va a querer escuchar de Krishna 24 horas.
You only want to serve Krishna 24 hours.
Usted solo va a querer servir a Krishna 24 horas.
You become mad after God.
Usted se volverá loco detrás de Dios.
That is Krishna consciousness.
Eso es conciencia de Krishna.
You become a madman like Lord Chaitanya became madman after God.
Usted se volverá un hombre loco como el señor Chaitanya se volvió.
You've read the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Usted ha leído el Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri.
El señor Chaitanya en Jagannath Puri.
How he became completely mad after God.
Como él se volvió completamente loco.
In transcendental ecstasy.
En un éxtasis.
That is the goal.
Esa es la meta.
It's either described by Rupa Goswami, there are different stages.
Hay diferentes etapas escritas.
First of all, you have faith in the process, that's Shraddha.
Primero que nada, tú tienes fe en el proceso,
Shraddha. Then, Sadhu Sangha, you associate with Vaishnava.
Y luego, el Sadhu Sangha, usted se asocia con los Vaishnava.
Then, Bhajana Kriya, you take initiation.
Y luego, Bhajana Kriya, usted toma iniciación.
And then, by taking your Guru Maharaj's orders as life and soul, you become free from the anartas.
Y luego por tomar las órdenes del maestro espiritual.
Anarta nivritti.
Tú te vuelves libre de los.
And you achieve a stage called nishta or firm faith.
Y luego es el estado nishta o llamado estado de firmeza.
And then from that stage of firm faith, then you go to ruchi.
De ese estado de fe firme, tú pasas al estado de ruchi.
You experience unlimited nectar just by saying Krishna.
Entonces, en donde usted experimenta tremendo gusto.
And then you go to the asakti stage, which is the preliminary stage of pure love of God.
Y luego tú vas a la etapa de asakti, que es la etapa preliminar de amor puro por Dios.
Prabhupada explains in the Narada Bhakti Sutra, in the asakti stage, you realize what is your eternal svarupa.
Que Prabhupada explica que cuando tú llegas a esta etapa tú vas a comprender cuál es tu verdadero swarupa.
And the pastimes of Krishna become fully manifested within your heart.
Y los pasatiempos de Krishna se manifestarán completamente en tu corazón.
You won't need to read the Krishna book then.
No necesitarás leer el Krishna book luego.
Your heart will become the Krishna book.
Tu corazón será el Krishna book.
An unlimited Krishna book.
Un Krishna book ilimitado.
And then you go to the next stage, bhava stage.
Y luego tú vas a la próxima etapa, la etapa de bhava.
You've realized your swarup in the astakti stage.
Tú comprendes tu swarup.
But in the bhava stage, now you actually reciprocate with Krishna in your swarup.
Ah, pero en el bhava, en la etapa de bhava, tú en realidad reciprocas en tu forma con Krishna.
And by that reciprocation in your swarup, you become purified, 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 until finally pure prema becomes manifest.
Y en esa interacción entre tu forma y tu interacción con Krishna te vas volviendo purificado, purificado, hasta que se manifiesta el amor.
Now, normally we think, well, you have to die and go back to Godhead before you can achieve prema, right?
pero normalmente I'm going to die before.
We normally think you have to die before you become fully liberated.
Que normalmente nosotros pensamos que tenemos que morir antes de volvernos totalmente liberados.
But Srila Prabhupada explains that if we follow in the footsteps of Prithu Maharaj,
pero Srila Prabhupada explica que si seguimos los pasos de Prithu Maharaj,
we can become fully liberated even while we're in this present body.
Nos podemos volver totalmente liberados incluso cuando estamos en este cuerpo material.
Therefore, chant good rounds.
Por lo tanto, canta buenas rondas.
Stay awake in the Bhagavatam class.
Permanezca despierto en la clase del Bhagavatam.
Read the books of Prabhupada.
Lea los libros de Prabhupada.
Sincerely serve Vaishnavas and Guru with love.
Sinceramente sirva a los Vaishnavas y al Guru con amor.
And magic will happen.
Y la magia ocurrirá.
You'll actually go through the stages.
Usted va a ir.
Anartinavritti.
Entre estas etapas, Anartinavritti.
Nishta.
Nishta.
Ruchi.
Ruchi.
Asakti.
Asakti.
Why are you repeating it?
Sorry.
Bhava and Prem. You'll achieve all these stages. You'll become a completely liberated Raga Bhakta Paramahamsa.
Entonces, de esa manera, usted se va a volver completamente liberado, un Paramahamsa.
That's where we're heading, you see.
Así, para allá es donde vamos.
Now we're struggling on the neophyte level.
Ahora estamos luchando en la etapa neófita.
When we go to Bhagavatam class, we're like this.
Cuando vamos a la clase del Bhagavatam, estamos, parecemos así, dormidos.
But if somehow we'll wake up.
Pero si de alguna otra manera nosotros despertamos.
And pay attention.
Y prestamos atención.
To the Bhagavatam.
Al Bhagavatam.
To the holy names.
Al santo nombre.
And then the tamaguna influence will gradually go away.
Luego la influencia de tamaguna gradualmente se va a ir.
Can you imagine sitting in Bhagavatam class for 7 days straight?
¿Se pueden imaginar estar sentados en la clase del Bhagavatam por 7 días?
With no breaks for prasadam or even the toilet or taking a nap. Sit for 7 days straight and hear Bhagavatam.
Sin ningún espacio para prasadam, así derecho, continuamente 7 días.
Even after 7 minutes, we see the devotees are falling asleep in Bhagavatam. 7 minutes, they're falling asleep.
Incluso vemos que después de 7 minutos los devotos ya se están quedando dormidos.
If I say, well, okay, now we'll have class for 7 hours, you go, oh no, 7 hours of Bhagavatam, I can't handle it. But Pariksit Maharaj, for 7 days straight, without any breaks for anything, just sat with full attention, he heard Bhagavatam for 7 days straight.
Pero Maharaj Pariksit estuvo derecho continuamente 7 días sin ningún espacio.
And the sages of Namasharanya, they were going to hold a 1,000-year sacrifice to hold off the Kali Yuga.
Y los sabios de Namasharanya fueron por un sacrificio de 1,000 años para mitigar la influencia de Kali Yuga.
So how about sitting and hearing the Bhagavatam for 1,000 years straight?
Así que, ¿qué les parece estar sentados en la clase del Srimad Bhagavatam por 1,000 años de corrido?
You see, what if I told you, okay, we have a special order from Prabhupada now.
¿Qué tal si yo digo, okay, tenemos una orden especial de Prabhupada?
Prabhupada has ordered us to sit here and discuss Bhagavatam for 1,000,000 years straight.
Okay, nos vamos a reunir y vamos a discutir el Bhagavatam por 1,000,000 años.
Would you run away?
¿Sería?
I'm getting out of here.
No.
Where's my sense gratification?
Estoy ya enredando aquí. ¿Dónde está mi gratificación?
I would just say, I'm ready. I will sit and discuss Bhagavatam for 1,000,000 years.
O dirían, sí, estoy seguro de discutirlo por 1,000 años.
We have to become very, very eager for this hearing and chanting process, you see.
Tenemos que volvernos muy, muy...
Utsahan nishayam dharyat. You must become very, very eager.
Tienes que volverte muy hambriento por este proceso de escuchar.
Very enthusiastic, fired up.
Muy, muy entusiasta.
No tamagunis.
No tamaguna.
Become very fired up.
Entonces, bueno, hace muy, muy...
to hear and discuss Bhagavatam.
Para escuchar y leer.
In this way, you will capture Krishna.
De esta forma, tú capturarás a Krishna.
Krishna becomes your personal property.
Krishna será tu propiedad personal.
Or would you rather have sleep?
O preferirías en realidad dormir.
Sleep is okay. We take what we need.
Dormir está bien. Nosotros tomamos lo que necesitamos.
We have sleep as part of our daily schedule. That's all right.
Tenemos dormir dentro de nuestro programa. Está bien.
But not during the Bhagavatam class.
Pero no durante el Bhagavatam.
Okay.
¿Por qué si encima el Bhagavatam está en nectario, uno se queda dormido, le da sueño?
When we hear Bhagavatam, we fall asleep? If it's too nectarian?
Because we're not serious about self-realization, that's why.
Porque no somos serios en la autorrealización. Eso, ese es el porqué.
En ese proceso que describió, que comienza con Sarada y tiene varios pasos, ¿es el santo nombre el hilo conductor de todo este proceso?
Uh-huh.
¿O es otra cosa?
Okay. So in this process of the stages, through the stages, main thread through the all the stages? Is it the holy name?
The order of the spiritual master.
Bueno.
Keep connected with the order of the spiritual master.
Okay. Dice que es la orden del maestro espiritual. He was asking specifically about the holy name, but you see, like,
whatever order the spiritual master gives you, that you must follow. That will carry you through all these stages.
Bueno, dice que la cualquier instrucción que el maestro espiritual te ha dado, esa es la que tú vas a llevar contigo por todas las etapas.
What is the proof?
¿Cuál es la prueba?
Look in the Bhagavatam, where it says, Prabhupada says, the spiritual master lives forever by his divine instructions, and his disciple lives with him.
Entonces, ¿dónde está la prueba? En el Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada dice de que el maestro espiritual vive por siempre sus instrucciones y el discípulo vive con él.
So that dedication to the order of Sri Guru is what will carry you through all these stages.
Entonces, esa dedicación a las órdenes del maestro espiritual te acompaña contigo por todas las etapas.
It's described, Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhaktirata Bij. It's compared to a seed that is planted in the heart.
Entonces se compara con una semilla que es sembrada, plantada en el corazón.
Bhakti lata, the creeper of bhakti then comes from that little seed, and that creeper then grows through this material existence, going beyond the heavenly planets, crossing through the coverings of the universe, crossing the Viraja River, going to the lotus feet of Krishna, where it entwines itself around the lotus feet of Krishna, where the full-blown fruit of love of God becomes manifest.
Bueno, dice que la enredadera del bhakti se describe que crece, ¿no es cierto? Llega a las planetas celestiales, luego cruza hacia el mundo espiritual y se enreda en los pies del loto de Krishna, donde el amor puro está manifestado.
By the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, that seed of bhakti is planted in the heart.
Por la misericordia combinada del Guru y de Krishna, esa semilla se planta ahí en el corazón.
So you have to become a very good gardener.
Entonces usted se tiene que volver un muy buen jardinero.
You must regularly water that seed by hearing and chanting about Krishna.
Usted debe regularmente regar esa planta por escuchar.
And you must keep the weeds out of your heart.
Usted debe
illicit sex,
las malezas de su corazón, el sexo
illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, those are the weeds. You have to keep them out of your heart.
Comer carne, la intoxicación y los juegos de azar son las
and then you have malezas. To build a very strong fence around your the garden of your heart.
Además, usted debe construir una muy fuerte cerca.
Steel fence.
Una cerca de acero.
That no mad elephants can come in and trample your creeper.
De forma de que no ningún elefante loco pueda entrar y romper tus.
What is the mad elephant?
¿Cuál es el elefante loco?
It's Hati Mata.
Es Hati Mata.
Vaishnava para.
Vaishnava para.
We have to protect ourselves from Vaishnava para.
Ofensas a los Vaishnavas. Debemos protegernos.
Being offensive towards Vaishnavas.
Las ofensas.
So if you will regularly hear and chant the glories of the Lord, avoid illicit sex, meeting, intoxication and gambling, and avoid Vaishnava Parad. That, maintain that practice all the way to Krishna Prem.
Entonces, si nosotros, nos mantenemos lejos de estos cuatro principios, tratamos también los cuatro principios de la vida pecaminosa también.
Even if one attains the higher levels like Raganuga Sadhana, still one will externally follow these rules and regulations to set the example for the neophyte devotee.
Incluso alguien que ha alcanzado la etapa del Raga Bhakti, el servicio devocional espontáneo, aún tiene que seguir las reglas y regulaciones. O aún sigue las reglas y regulaciones.
The Raga Bhakta, he will still follow the rules and regulations.
El Bhakta Raga sigue las reglas y regulaciones.
To set the example for the neophytes.
Para sentar el ejemplo para los neófitos.
So, now we've gone over time.
Okay, ya hemos ido sobre el tiempo.
So we'll stop here.
Así que nos detenemos acá.
But we have some special mercy.
Pero tenemos una misericordia
for all of you.
Para todos ustedes.
Sri Sri Radha Damodar.
Sri Sri Radha Damodar.
Mahabhishad. So everyone can come now and get the Mahaprasadam. Shri Shri Radha Damodar ki jai. Jai. Jai.